Trusting God's Direction for Our Lives by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Genesis 50:20. When other people are making decisions for our lives, we don't like it. How can we trust that someone else would know what is best or most beneficial for us? What if they go against what we want to do? What if they choose the direct opposite of what we would choose if it was up to us? Whether it's parents, bosses, spouses, educators, or governments, we can feel like the decisions made by others, ones that directly or indirectly affect our lives and futures, have messed up our plans. Decisions that have changed our course in life in a direction we didn't want to go. Yet, we can look at remarkable stories in the Bible, like the life of Joseph, where it looked like he had little to say in what was happening to him. Interestingly, despite the decisions others were making for him, especially during the most difficult times, it was God who was directing his steps. With all Joseph endured, Scripture doesn't record him being upset or worried about the direction his life had taken at the hands of his brothers and others in his life, even though there was much room and opportunity for him to question it. We don't read of him wondering why God had placed him in a family where his own brothers would turn against him. The Bible doesn't record him expressing anger at being sold as a slave or falsely accused or thrown into prison. Joseph could have spent his life blaming his brothers for their evil actions against him. He could have been angry and resentful towards Potiphar's wife for falsely accusing him of making advances towards her. He could have spent his time plotting revenge toward the chief baker for forgetting about him and leaving him to perish in prison. But nowhere in Joseph's story do we read where he blamed the actions and decisions of others for his path in life. Years later, Joseph sums up his perspective on his brother's actions towards him and most likely how he viewed the decisions others made for him. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Like Joseph, instead of looking at all the ways others have interfered, disrupted, and made decisions seemingly detouring the course of our lives in ways we wouldn't choose, we can believe God has a good plan for our life. As Jeremiah 29:11 assures, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And although it may look at times like others' decisions are setting our course in life and we can't understand how in the long run it could all play out well, instead of feeling despair, we can believe God is the one who is truly directing our steps. Like Proverbs 20:24 explains, "A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way?" We can choose to trust God with our lives even when we don't like the decisions being made for us, believing what Romans 8:28 explains. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Rather than focusing on what is happening to us, we can look to God to give us his perspective on how he is working everything together for our good and his glory.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.